Podcast, where I'm your humble, gracious, loving host, Kyle Allen. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. We jumping right in. Whew, man. You know, I never want to record for the sake of recording, right? Like, I never do, because I just feel like I'm not just going to just come on here and come up with some fake content or fake thoughts that I don't have. But I'm here. And if I'm here, that means I'm here for a reason, right? Forgetting who you are. Forgetting who you are. Kanye West was talking to Charlamagne the God, and he said that Charlamagne had asked him, like, bro, sometimes do you forget your Kanye West because, like, all you hear is the negative, right? Like, what you're not, or what you're not doing, or, you know, or just, it's, there's just such a difference in this world of someone or people or them or they, we're all inclusive podcasts, speaking life into something, and then there's the opposite. And many times we try to pretend there's an in-between, right? Like, yeah, that's my homie. He be tripping sometimes. No. Yeah, that's my spouse, or that's my girlfriend, or that's whatever. But, you know, they just sometimes do this. And again, when I'm speaking, remember that I'm never infallible, right? Like, I'm never coming across like I haven't. We always speak in this way that we're the ones that need to cut someone off, and not that someone need to cut us off, right? So I'm not acting as though I've never been the person that someone needed to cut off, ever. I'm never too good to have needed to be cut off, right? I could have not been good for somebody. But with that being said, I can clearly and honestly, without any question, know that I'm not a hater. And since the inception of this podcast, the beginning, the genesis, I've spoken about haters and the fans, as I like to call them. And I'm going to continue to do so, because we have this notion and this belief. There's this notion and there's a belief that the more haters you have, or the more people that are speaking ill will of you, that means you're doing something right. That means you're on the verge of greatness. And I can't express enough that that is a crock of nonsense. I don't want people that wish ill will around me. I don't want any halfway in, halfway out people around me. Bottom line is, for the betterment of my life, I'm 33. My existence was being around people that never really liked me in the first place, or my family, or there was always smoke. But sometimes you're like, yeah, I know, but there's always a but. I'm challenging y'all to stop saying but and just admit what it is, regardless of the pain it may cause, the loneliness it may cause, the confusion, the just uncertainty of not going with what you know, just because it's the comfortable piece of cake. It is not easy to say, you know what? I love strawberry cheesecake, but tonight I'm going to have this apples and peanut butter. That's a hard thing to transition to. It just is. I don't care who you are. It's hard to go from what you're used to, strawberries and cheesecake. You know what it's going to taste like. The thing about food and the thing about people, the equivalent, there's an equivalence there. We like people because I know Billy's like this. I know what I'm going to get from Billy, right? And I know when I bite in this cheesecake, it's going to taste like this. Them strawberries is going to hit that. You're going to put a little bit of the cherry on the... It's going to... Same way with people. We like the comfortability of whatever it is. Even if that cheesecake, I've gained 55 pounds in 2 months. Even if hanging with those people, I'm now an alcoholic. Or I'm now a gossiper. Let's forget about the drugs and all that. Let's just forget about let's talk about the character of what you can become hanging around certain people. This is, hey man, you hang around some gossiping weirdos, you're going to become a gossiping weirdo. You're not exempt. No one is exempt from influence. This idea that somehow we rise above and we're like above influence is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. You hang around a bunch of in-shape people, you're going to be one of them. It's inevitable. We're humans. We adapt. That we thrive and adapt. Or we don't, and we die. There's a million examples throughout history of this. And I'm challenging y'all, if you're listening to this, do an audit. I've said this before. Do an audit of what you're around, what you're exposing to, what people are saying to you that you call friends, that you call family. And I'm going to say this until the day I'm dead. Family ain't got nothing to do with blood. It has to do with who chooses to be in your life and who you choose to have in your life and who you are in their life. Like, what are you to them? That is family. Family ain't got nothing to do with blood. I have plenty of blood that has been the most horrific people I know. And I know people that aren't my blood that by far are much more family to me than blood. That's just a fact. So it's like, just, I feel like sometimes everything you say can be seen as like, oh, you're like this. When I really challenge that and believe that a lot of it is, when you are looking at a red dot and you say that dot is red, but society will say, nah, that's blue. The person that says that that's a red dot will seem like he's tripping. Like it you'll go, well, bro, everyone else says this is blue, but you're like, but I'm looking at it with clear eyes. That's a red dot. And that's what I feel like society is today. I feel like if you're the one that goes, hey, man, people be hating, they're going to be like, bro, why are you worrying about people hating? It's like, because that kills people. Hate is why people die. It's why people crash out. They go to jail. They have to defend themselves. Hate is a powerful entity that I think we just pass by. Oh, yeah, you know. No, bro, they don't like you. And yes, they do like you. Go away from what isn't and go to what is, regardless. I'm saying this trying to empower you to make that decision. We all know that there's decisions that need to be made in our lives. I don't care that you've known Jeff Rowe for 20 years. I'm going to say it again. There are people that I've known my entire life that I will never speak to again. It's not even a debate in my mind. And fortunately, unfortunately, the way that I've been created and the way that I am as a person, I'm learning to accept who I am as a person. Not saying I can't get better, but I'm absolutely learning to accept who I am. It just is what it is. Once I make that choice that you're an op, there is no coming back for me. Op means opposition. You are an enemy, and not an enemy that I want to fight every day. There's plenty of enemies you don't fight every day. You don't fight every year. You don't fight for your life. You just know I'm not going to get caught behind those lines. That's what I'm saying. And it is what it is. And I'm going to say it again, my people. This is a moment in a season of change. And it's there if you want it. It's there if you want it. And there's a lot of gimmicks. There's a lot of self-promotion. And in the words of Drake, all you self-promoters are janky. And if you don't know the movie and the flip and the double entendre with the janky promoters with Ice Cube and Mike Epps, then I can't help you. And a lot of people are moving very foul out here. Super foul. And it's not my place I'm not the foul police. But I'm telling y'all, man, now's the time to really do an inventory. We're going into the springtime, which is going into summer. And before you know it, it's going to be a whole nother year gone. And is the year, do you want your year to be gone or do you want to gain a year? Because a lot of times at the end of the year, the last couple of years, I feel like I gained a year, not lost a year. Where in the past, I felt like I lost a year and the next year I have to gain it. Don't waste a day. Don't waste a year. Don't waste a month fighting with old when you should be embracing new. And don't leave old just for the new. It goes both ways. I'm not just talking. Yeah, y'all been my friend for 20 years, but I really like Sarah now. Yeah, man, but there's some loyalty. There has to be some loyalty. As long as there's loyalty back. And this is the Grinders Ugly podcast. And I told y'all, we're going to have real conversation. I'm no longer mincing my words. This is who I am and how I really feel. I've been alive 33 years, man, and I'm thankful for the people that were in my life, truly, but that is a burned bridge. And there's a story in the Bible, Sodom and Gomorrah. Lot was the only one and his family were considered saved. They were the only people that God was going to save before he destroyed that city. Lot's wife turned around, turned the pillar of salt. Lot had to progress by himself. Lot's family, amen, everyone didn't make it. Lot had to progress himself. And I say that to say, there's a bunch of speculation of why the people turned to salt, his family. Some say it's because their heart was still in Sodom and Gomorrah. So even if you leave the place, if your heart, the same heart that left that bad place is going into a new place, you're at the same place. You never left. And that's the thing. You can move and change places, but if you are going the same, and what a lot of people do, man, is, you know what I've realized is the foulest people serve God the hardest. I'm going to say that one more time. The foulest people serve God the hardest. Every time you see somebody that you be like, bro, you're actually foul. They turn up. It's like, okay, well, you know, I and I've been in church all my life. The foulest people are the ones shouting the hardest. This is the Grind Is Ugly podcast. I am your humble, gracious, loving host, Kyle Allen. Thank you for listening. Please like, comment, share. Thank you.